Casey.
Is there something wrong, Mr. Best?
No, not at all. I was curious if you've started weighing your college options.
Options?
Have you ever heard of the Helen Stoller Physics Scholarship?
No.
It's given to a student from this part of the state who shows the most promise in the sciences.
Wouldn't that be Anne or Wyatt?
No, it's you. You have a calling, Casey.
I do? What is it?
Physics. Toast?
Sure.
You're very lucky. Most people search their whole lives to discover their calling.
How do you know if you have a calling?
When your brilliant teacher tells you so. And of course, your 11 straight A pluses on exams is a hint. You'll need a letter from me for the scholarship, and you should think about a special physics project over the summer. Something unusual but personal. Let them know you a little.
He says it's my calling. QED. How is this quite easily demonstrated? I mean, you're as good in physics as I am.
Not even close. I grind, you glide.
Event horizon.
One day that guy's gonna wake up and realize he needs a math tutor. And that tutor will be me. Figure out how to get us invited to even one party, and you'd win the Nobel.
My boyfriend's party.
Wow.
You're in chem lab with Julian Wilson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give that to him?
Thanks.
That was way inconsiderate.
I love Mr. Best. If he uncovered a scholarship I didn't know about, he's a genius. And to think they pay him almost nothing. I mean, the devaluation of teachers in our society, it just... it blows my mind.
Mom.
I'm back. Sorry.
I have to figure out what he wants from me. I mean, what is a personal science project? Isn't the nature of science supposed to be completely unbiased and factual? Now he wants the inner me, too?
The whole secret of the study of nature lies in learning how to use one's eyes. You know who said that?
I'm guessing it was a woman.
That was written by George Sand, who happened to be a woman forced to use a man's name because she couldn't get published any other way.
Mom.
Okay. Anyway, I always tell my students, you'll know your topic when you learn how to use your eyes.
Oh no. She had it locked up.
I need to eat ice cream, and all your mother has to eat is leftover tofu. Can we go?
Shh! Look at that recovery. Amazing. She'll still place. Oh, she's so precise. I mean, down to the last. You know, I bet there's an exact aerodynamic formula.
Thank you. think you're doing?
Why are you filming my skaters?
It's for my physics project.
You're scoping her triple loop. Why?
No, I'm analyzing her movement.
Who are you working for?
Nobody.
Teddy, will you come over here? I'm gonna call the cops.
No, please, I didn't think it would be a problem. I thought this was a public prank.
Private practice only from 6 to 10. These girls are training for the regional championships, which I think you perfectly well know.
No! I'm a student. I have an ID. I have a notebook.
Whoa.
Yeah, definitely spy code.
What are you doing here?
You know her?
She's a science geek.
Look, I'm sorry, but when the CIA wants to learn new dirty tricks, they observe figure skaters and their moms.
Tina, could I have a lid?
Hey, Frank, not now.
I just want to digitize some images into my computer to see if any kind of unified theory emerges.
Okay. If Jen knows you and you want to press your nose up against the glass and take a few notes, I don't really care. But you're going to have a hard sell with the parents.
Absolutely not. But no one outside of the scholarship committee will ever see this program. Look, here's a letter from my teacher explaining the assignment. And my driver's license. I've also got some letters of references from people I babysat for.
It's possible. We'll have the Team Nikki legal team check this out.
That's beautiful, sweetie.
No talking to my daughter. She's training. No distraction.
Not a word. No.
Look, I don't care if you're here. But if you post me on the school website falling on my butt, you better transfer to another school.
No stretchers on the ice.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
She's training. You know the rules.
I just brought her burger, Mrs. H.
Jen can't eat that stuff.
Come on, Mom. I'm burning tons of calories.
Not enough.
Just a half-hour break?
Not if you want to win.
Hey, Mrs. Harwood, you should coach our basketball team. We could use a kick in the butt.
If you don't leave this instant, that's exactly what you'll get.
Bye.
I do not want him coming here during practice, do you hear me?
But I never get to see him. Every other girl I know gets...
You're not like the other girls, Jennifer. Winners make sacrifices.
Maybe they just cheat.
Turn that off!
Sorry.
Take it from the layback.
Too simplistic, isn't it? The kinetic energy in a jump equals half the skater's mass times velocity squared minus...
No, I could barely understand it. But, well, I don't know if they'll care, but it's just a little bit... dry.
Mr. Bass said I have to make it personal. How do I do that?
I don't know. Put more you in it.
Oh, excuse me, Tina? Is there any way that I could take a few lessons? I just think I might be able to write a little better about some of the physics principles if I'm the one actually applying them. So if there's any way I could...
Fine. We're just starting a novice class for the summer session. That's 3 afternoons a week. $800.
$800?
Popcorn! I want popcorn!
Where am I going here?
Keep it!
I gave them to you.
More hot dogs!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, you touched it with your fingers!
Oh, fine. You don't want it anymore? I'll eat it.
Ew, you breathed on it!
You shouldn't work here.
You're here again?
I'm working. It's for my science project.
Aren't you going a little overboard with this project?
No, I'm totally committed to it, just like you guys are committed to your skating.
Whatever, I'm starving. BLT here, hold the B, heavy on the L?
Sure.
Beef patty, squish it till it's dry, no bun.
Salad for me?
Coming up.
Just iceberg lettuce, half a cup of garbanzos, and a lemon wedge.
Oh,
and a quarter cup of cheese. Ooh, cheese.
It's Saturday. I can pick out if I want to.
I don't know what's wrong. I'm popping my Lutz.
It's all that cheese. Would you shut up?
I've got to focus. I heard Zoe Brock's been sticking a quad.
That is a rumor. Which she probably started herself.
Kind of early in the season for stupid head games. Not for Zoe.
Who's ready?
That is way more than a quarter cup.
It's 165, 235, and 335. That's 730 total. Or if you want to split it the other way, it's 175 and 555.
Whoa! You can keep it all if you just stop doing that.
You're welcome.
All right, everybody. Welcome to our snowplow sand class. Let's line up.
Looking good.
Class, can you tell our teacher's assistant the most important rule for this class?
Mom, never be late.
Right. We have a lot to do if we are going to be ready for our recital in August. We are going to work on our tolu. Our Lutz. But first, all of you have to get comfortable with throwing your bodies into the air. Casey, you're the physics whiz. What's that rule about what goes up?
Well, technically it's that every particle attracts...
Casey.
Must come down?
This is your new best friend. I'm sorry. Casey, you gotta pull your arms in tighter. They're throwing you off balance. Arms in.
Okay.
Now try that about 5,000 more times.
Right.
Push over on your right leg. Don't look at your feet. Look straight ahead.
Jeremy, that toe pick is there for a reason. You dig it in. We're no friends over for a week.
This is a lot of pressure for a recital.
It's not only a recital, it's a USFSAJST.
Earth speak, please?
It's the first step in qualifying for the regionals. I mean, for us kids.
Oh.
You don't have to do it.
That's good, because it's not humanly possible.
Can you see?
Are you out of your mind? Hey, don't you know anything? No skating when the Zamboni's out.
I'm fine. Thank you.
Oh, you're fine. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Look, you want to tell me what was in your head?
I've never skated on such a smooth surface before. I wanted to see what it was like.
Like a skater?
Pond, near my house.
Oh, okay, look, you need a hand.
No, I'm good to go.
You must really want that A. Wow, that's a lot of styrofoam.
It's not for an A. It's for a physics scholarship.
What, like, inertia and drag and velocity and all that?
How do you know about that?
I'm into cars. Get this baby out on the road, I can open her up to 7 miles an hour. Blow the doors off any street sweeper in town.
I should get home.
Yeah, you should. Can't do this until you're off.
Right. Sure. Well...
How's it coming?
It's coming.
I know it takes incredible training and effort, and there's all this artistry involved, but I'm sorry. I just can't get past the twinky little outfits.
They're actually very aerodynamically sound.
Sets us back 50 years. If I ever saw you squeezed into one of those things, I'd probably start crying.
Believe me, you never will.
Will you get some sleep? Please.
Hello. This is my video presentation. Hi, I'm Casey Carlisle. Cut a second. I sound like a Driver's Ed movie.
Relax, do it just like you're talking to me.
Hey there, I'm Casey.
Oh my God, I forgot my last name.
Can I start over? Hi, I'm Casey Carlisle. I decided to see if I can make myself prove my own hypothesis on the application of physics to the required elements of competitive figure skating. Now, I am going to increase the centripetal force by tucking in my arms. This will increase my moment of inertia, so I will spin faster. I will increase the height of my jump by applying more force to my toe pick.
You know, you look kind of hot.
Shut up. I'm gonna start off with a bad one. For the before shot.
Yeah, that pretty much blew.
Okay, now you're making me mad.
Good.
You sign with Nike? Remember, I wear a size 6.5.
I want to do the recital. For science.
Be here tonight, 5:30.
Okay. Tina, I have this Harvard alumni tea thing at 3.
Then what are we talking about?
No, it's okay. I'll make it.
You have nothing to wear. Come by my house at noon. Maybe one of my old things will work for you.
Wow. Okay.
What?
Thanks.
Almost ready?
Uh-huh.
I have a surprise for you. That does it. Perfect.
I think the whole effect is very grown up with a nod to femininity. We've evolved past flaunting it, but we don't have to deny it. I mean, you are going to be mingling with lots of your future prospective classmates and professors, and I really wanted the look to say we are serious.
Well, it definitely succeeds. Mom, we don't have to stay at this thing for more than an hour, right? Because there's something I have to tell you.
Oh, honey.
What was that?
I've been so worried. I mean, you've been living at that rink, but you're here now. And you're excited because you understand what's really important. Look, I've got goosebumps. I'm sorry. That was so type A of me, mom disease. Just relax. Just be yourself, your normal, poised, charming, articulate
mom.
Self. Do you want to go over it one more time?
Hi, I'm Casey Carlisle. And I'm attracted to the physics program because physics rocks. And sophomore year, you can join the Quantum Club. And that rocks because we compete against Caltech, MIT, and Stanford. Last year, our ion particle accelerator took first place. It rocked.
Sounds really, rockin'.
It is. It really is.
You know what I think is great? If everything works out with Casey's scholarship, I'm sensing that you two will be spending scads of time together.
Boudreaux?
Oh, how wonderful, bruschetta.
Well, if you have some time right now, I can take you through the entire physical sciences syllabus.
We have got nothing but time, don't we, Case?
Great. I know I'm late. I'm sorry.
That's the first rule.
All right, let's get ready.
Deep breath. And then you let it out.
It didn't work.
Come on.
Okay, everybody.
you wanna cry, you close your heart and hope to die. You ring that bell, bang boom, shout and you yell. Oh, you broke the spell. Gee, this is swell, you almost have a fit. The sky is gorgeous and I got hit, there's no mistake. This is it! You blow up.
I guess. Yes, I guess. It says junior pass. What?
You skipped two levels. Oh, Tina, why didn't I skip two levels?
Because you're six, Lily.
Junior level is where Jen and Nikki and Tiff are at.
Is that true, Tina? That I'm on a junior level? Yes, it's true. Okay, everybody, let's get changed. Come on, everybody. Come on. Let's go. Jeremy.
So, if I wanted to compete...
You can't.
Why not?
All that happened tonight was the judges saw the same thing that I've been seeing all summer. You got some raw talent. But that's not enough for a shot at the regionals. You need a coach, ballet, choreographer, private ice time. Nikki's parents took out a second mortgage just to put her through this. And Tiffany's dad works two jobs.
Oh.
Where'd you get those skates?
Garage sale.
They're falling off your feet. You need custom boots, $600 minimum, and the blades need to be sharpened every 6 weeks. Okay, you get it? I'm sorry. It is what it is. You have to want it. You have to want it more than anything else. It's not something you do on a whim.
You know what I was thinking, Miss Senior? This is the last first day of school. Because the next first day, you'll be in a dorm. So I went a little nuts. I made pancakes with white flour.
Can you believe summer's over? We're wasting our lives here.
Heard you landed a double.
Tiff.
Well, that took me 2 years.
Really?
So I guess we'll see you then.
No, you won't. Not at the rink. I can't train with you guys.
Why not?
I can't afford it.
Oh.
Yeah. But, it's been fun.
Look, Casey. I'll tell you something, all right? You don't know how lucky you are.
For what?
To have a life.
You think I have a life?
I know you do. You have TV time and friend time.
But you get to skate all you want.
More than I want. I'd love to be you. Have a Saturday night. See your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Eat what you want, like bread. Buckets and buckets of bread.
Oh, boo-hoo-hoo. Who cares? Who cares about all that stuff? Don't you just want to skate all the time?
No.
No.
What's the matter with you people? Are you insane? The jumping shrimp is a skating machine.
The jumping shrimp?
My mom copyrighted it. See ya.
Scary.
We must learn from her.
Casey, this is exactly what the scholarship committee is looking for. Your enthusiasm for the project just leaps off the page. In fact, it's so good you could probably sell it.
Thanks. Tiffany.
Hey.
What if I told you I could fix your spread eagle? How would you like to learn to stop traveling on your sit spin?
I don't! Well, maybe I do.
You can land your double axel. Clean. I needed some wings to make it right. I had to fly away real soon. I busted out and headed straight. Now I'm loving life. Cause nothing can get in my way. I'm the prettiest thing in the sky. Break me, break me. You think you can? Take me, take me.
And she's back! How'd you score all the rink time?
Physics! I'm trading my science project.
Look, you carved up my nice smooth ice. But, you know, it wasn't so hard watching you do it.
Casey!
Mom? What are you doing here?
Orthodontist, new night guard fitting, remember?
Here.
What's going on here? Who's this?
Teddy.
Right. Teddy. Teddy drives the Zamboni. Teddy the Zamboni driver.
I thought you were working on your project.
She was. Your daughter's very talented.
And you are?
Tina.
Tina Harwood.
Yes.
The skater.
Yes.
With all the trophies and the little outfits.
Yes.
Well, don't let me interrupt. Carry on with all your fun here.
Thank you. I will.
Come on, Mom.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Bye.
Said it would.
The computer doesn't make the jumps. That was all you.
Come on, Mom, just this one time. I'll be back by 11.
You have a 5:30 a.m. practice tomorrow.
Is it you going to be all sparkly for that if I let you stay out all hours?
Mom, I landed my axle. Can't I just have one Saturday night, please?
Who are you going with?
Hi. Do you want to hang out tonight?
With you?
Yeah, you know, get something to eat, maybe do a movie or something. But here we are. This doesn't look like a movie. Jen! 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 I'm not dressed for a party. Shake it. Your hair. Now no one will notice. Work the hair.
Hi.
I don't know any of these people.
Sure you do, they're all in your class.
There's Jason football
and Luke soccer.
Well, yes, I know them, but I don't actually talk to them. I don't talk to guys or people.
Well, now would be the perfect time to start.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey.
Casey.
Casey.
Kyle.
Kyle plays hockey.
Casey skates.
Hey.
You guys have a lot in common. Have fun.
Brian.
So you skate, huh?
Figure skate.
I wouldn't let the rest of the team hear this, but you guys could probably skate circles around us.
But not pushing a puck.
Hey, why don't you come to our next game?
Assuming his weight to be about 150 pounds, at that rate of descent, his estimated trajectory would bring him directly through the window. I mean, it's a simple V times M equals A miscalculation. You know, velocity times momentum equals acceleration. Physics.
Yeah, I have to, get later.
Do you know who that was?
That was Kyle Dayton.
Way hot.
Word of advice? Don't ever speak again.
When I get nervous, I kind of babble a little. It's like this gear gets loose in my head, like one of those Planck diagrams where
we're doing that babbling thing again.
I think babbling is cool. Come on, Casey. So your Jen's covered tonight, huh? It's usually my job.
She could have warned me we were going to a party.
You know, my sister has her own problems.
Your sister?
Yeah.
You're Tina's son?
Is that so hard to believe?
No, wow, I just thought...
That was the help? I mean, I kinda am. Jen skates and I fix stuff. Well... most stuff.
An object is only as strong as its weakest point. Physics.
Thanks.
Right, so tell me about fixing stuff.
Well, I mean, the rink was a pit when my mom bought it. Mostly with her divorce money. I helped her bring it back, you know, did all the repair work, the painting, Zamboni. That was my favorite part. So, for you, it's the science stuff?
Right. Sorry.
What?
To work.
Just can't keep off the ice, can you?
Where have you been?
Stayed late at school.
No, where have you been all week?
Oh, just this tutoring thing has got me totally stretched out.
Why are you doing this? I mean, this kid is obviously the dumbest ninth grader on the planet.
Mom, it looks good on my application. Anne's doing it too.
Anne was with you just now?
Yeah, 5 minutes ago.
Anne just phoned for you. What's going on?
Nothing.
And since when do you get a C on a test? I saw it in your room. I was not snooping. I mean, you and A's are like peanut butter and jelly. Is it belated rebellion?
What?
Is it... the boy?
Mom, no.
I'm sorry. You do realize what is at stake with your grades right now.
I know. I know. I'm sorry. I feel bad about the C, okay? Can you just give it a rest,
sweetie?
I just want to compete at regionals.
Why? What do you have to gain by this?
I'm good.
So what are you saying? You want to just blow off our whole plan for you, chuck the scholarship, and become a professional athlete? Case, what is the shelf life on an ice skater? 8 years? And then a few years touring with has-beens on ice. And that's it? That's the end of your life?
I love it, Mom.
Case, there's no shelf life on your mind. And if I'd learned how to use mine a little sooner, if I'd gone to college when I was your age, maybe we wouldn't be living like this.
There's nothing wrong with the way we live.
I have not been able to give you a quarter of the things that I wanted to.
You've given me everything.
Then you need to give me something now.
Thank you.
Attention skaters! We will be playing classical music the entire ride.
Aw, Mom.
Unless, of course, someone wins a trophy. And then it's Outcast for you.
Yeah!
And earplugs for me. So, we're picking up a stray.
Hi. Isn't your mom coming?
She's not really into skating.
Guess what? Slonsky Toyota sponsorship? It's a done deal.
We're falling way behind on marketing.
I'm working two jobs for you, sweetie, because you're worth it. And you'll be even more worth it when you win.
Trey Harsh.
You think?
Hey, what's this? Hey, Nick. Everyone says you and I are going to take first and second today. Nice try.
What was that about?
Classic psych out. Softens up the competition, sets them up to think they don't have to go all out to win. Don't ever fall for it.
Got it.
And no matter what happens in the short program, even if you tank, just keep telling yourself it's only one third of the score. Never freak till after the long.
Freak after long. Okay.
Hey, slowpoke!
You're coming too?
Well, I don't have to if you don't want me to.
Well, I guess if the van breaks down or something.
Hey, that's Zoe Block, aka Skate Thief. Well, well, well. If it isn't the leaping dwarf, it's the jumping shrimp, actually. Like, that's a step up.
Don't talk to her, Nikki.
And don't get any closer. You don't want to lose your skates.
Like, I'd need to steal her skates to win this thing. Or some lame computer program. How'd she know about that?
She's got eyes in the back of her horns.
Beat it, Harwood. Make me block.
Don't engage, Jennifer. You should know better than that.
Zoe, come on.
You have to imagine that you are in
a bubble. I know, Mom.
And remember, don't
deviate from my program.
Even if you do nothing but fall, it's not
even an option. I know, Mom.
Look at me.
So you're the one trying to make it without a coach. Hey. I just wanted to wish you luck. It's not easy going out there your first time.
Thanks.
You just gotta keep focused and be impressive. Set the groundwork for next year.
Next year?
Because no way are you gonna place this year. The judges have already ranked this thing in their minds. Nice skates.
Hey, come on. It's just another classic psycho. The old, you've already lost, so why bother trying? Come on. Don't get offended. Just one little question.
What?
Haven't you ever heard of eyeliner?
Not yet.
Casey, stop. Not yet.
Look, I really appreciate the effort, but I don't think there's a lot to work with.
You're hot. But stay away from Brian. He's mine.
Teddy.
Teddy you can have.
Oh, but I don't...
You know, I may not be as smart as you are, but I'm not an idiot.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 54th annual New England Regional Figure Skating Competition. Our first skater for the short program is Zoe Block from Worcester, Massachusetts.
Thank you.
Okay, we're in. Definitely top four. You're going to the sectionals.
Unless Sasha Cohen makes a guest appearance.
Good job.
Good luck. She's got the crowd.
Did you know she had a triple?
She came to win.
She figured that out on her computer.
Mom, the computer doesn't make the jumps for you. Fourth.
We'll take it.
Fifth, that's great.
Yeah, but fifth doesn't go to sectionals.
Listen, when you skate a clean program tonight, you can move up. Knock me out of fourth.
Casey, you almost lost a boot out there.
I know. It's giving out.
I think you better come with me. How do they feel?
I really can't accept these.
Just show me you deserve them. And we'll need a pair of blades.
I'll have them sharpened for you right away. Tina, I can't believe that you would have...
No fawning.
No. Just... thank you.
And the next reporter in the Junior League is from Millbrook, Connecticut.
Shut up, pincushion!
Come on, sweetie.
Excuse me.
I'm going to sectional.
Good girl.
Congratulations.
Are those new?
Yeah.
Are you crazy? You can't compete on new skates. They take, like, a minimum of 10 days to break in. Everybody knows that.
But Tina didn't tell me.
You mean Tina, whose robot daughter almost didn't make sectionals because of you? Typical Tina Harwood. Just like Sarajevo. You don't know anything, do you? They kicked her out. You might want to reconsider that no-coach thing. Bye, new girl.
There she is. Congratulations. You're awesome.
Are you happy about my feet?
What? I'm sorry, Casey, but your old skates were a mess.
You bought her new skates?
Oh, please. Like you didn't know.
Casey, I didn't.
How can you lie to my face?
You're just as bad as she is.
Hey, ease up, Casey.
Oh, just defend her, like you weren't part of it.
How could you think that?
Because it's true. You set me up, all of you. What kind of people are you? Can you come and get me? I'm at the skating rink at Westerly. I want to come home.
You gotta make it home. Come on. Honey, get in the car. Just get in the car, honey. How dare you?
Just hang on, kids.
You think you can just waltz away after injuring my daughter?
It's Joan, right?
Pulling her away from her studies?
Nobody pulled her.
Behind my back? Filling her head with some kind of fantasy that she can skate and then sabotaging any chance she had?
I did you both a favor. You didn't want this for Casey, and you're right. She's not cut out for it. Is she gifted? I'll give her that. But Casey will never fight for it. And she's too polite to do what you have to do, which is to push past everyone and everything and just take it.
So that's the example you set for your daughter. To lie and to sneak around and to cheat.
I made my daughter strong, and you made Casey at home in a lecture hall. And she's going to do very well there. So you see, we agree.
My daughter is brilliant. She will succeed at whatever she does. But she will do it the right way, despite people like you trying to convince her otherwise.
Casey, I'm in good shape. I can keep up with you.
Go away.
Casey, I didn't know.
Right.
Where have you been? You are aware you had practice half an hour ago.
Yes, I'm aware.
And?
And I'm done.
Done?
I'm quitting.
You've got to be kidding. That's ridiculous.
No, I was ridiculous for putting myself through this for so long. We both know I don't have the talent.
Jen, perseverance is 9/10 of mastering any sport.
Do you know what I want? No, you don't know what I want. Because you never cared.
If you have any sense of self-preservation, you'll scatter. I'm listening.
I want to stop missing school. I like school. And you know what? It's stupid, and the band will probably be horrible, but you know what I want? I want to go to the homecoming dance. And I want to go with Brian. And I want to stop feeling like an idiot for flunking math because I don't have the time to learn it. And I want...
All right. All right. I can see that maybe we've overdone it.
Overdone it? Just a little. Casey skates, Mom.
We'll continue this discussion at home.
Thing?
Yeah.
Are you okay? It's your slot, Casey. If I drop out, you're ranked next. You can go to sectionals.
No. Thanks. But tomorrow's my Harvard interview. That's my slot. That's what I should be doing.
You sure about that?
It's a nice little experiment. In what way do you think a triple loop jump entitles you to a physics scholarship?
Dr. Healy, the proof of the experiment's success isn't in the mumbo-jumbo of the calculations. It's in the actual improvement in the skating of three junior-level champions.
I also applied the findings to my own skating, and...
and actually managed to implement the experiment in a very rewarding and highly personal way.
Well, good. Because passion is a key component of what we look for in students. Passion makes people go on to do exceptional things. So, Casey, why are you passionate about Harvard?
Dr. Healy, my mom and I have been imagining Harvard practically my whole life. I can't believe I'm saying this, but what I need to be doing, I can't do here. I'm sorry I've wasted your time. I'm so sorry.
Miss Carlisle, we won't reschedule.
I know.
Giving up your dream.
No, Mom. I'm giving up your dream. I'm going after mine.
How did you know?
Didn't think you'd just give up. Which meant you'd be out here, bumping it out.
Teddy, I've been trying to find some way to apologize.
I've got some ideas about that. Medium smooth or glassy?
Have a three-word conversation with anybody I haven't known since kindergarten. So how come I can do that in front of you?
Because you let people see you when you skate. But Casey, you can't win going it alone. You're gonna need some help.
What do you want?
5 minutes. You owe me that much.
If you're here for an apology, you won't get one.
I'm not here for an apology. Tell me what happened in Sarajevo. Why didn't you win?
I had an unfortunate warm-up before my short program. I collided with another skater and she got hurt.
Are you sorry?
Look. I paid my dues. I was suspended. By the time they considered reinstating me, I was 26 and it was too late. But there isn't a day that goes by that I don't wish that I could relive that moment and do it differently.
I want you to coach me for sectionals.
Why on earth would I do that?
Because you don't have a skater and I don't have a coach. We're a perfect match.
I don't think you have what it takes.
Tina, I have to do this. I want this more than I've ever wanted anything. I said no to Harvard. I will work harder than any skater you have ever trained. And if I fail, I fail. But then it's because I wasn't good enough, not because I didn't have the guts. I want to know what I can do in this sport. And I'm going to find out.
The rink. Tomorrow, 5:30 a.m. And get a good night's sleep. You're gonna need it.
That you might even consider letting that woman back into your head.
I don't have to like her or trust her.
No, you just want to spend all your time with her.
Mom, I'm not gonna turn into her.
She's already rubbed off on you.
That's not true.
Where did this hair come from? And that makeup and that shirt. I did not buy you that shirt.
Mom, that has nothing to do with it.
I think you want to be exactly like her. And if you happen to tell a lie now and again, well, hey, at least you'll be glamorous.
You think this is about glamour? It is a sport, Mom. It is a thrilling and beautiful sport.
Are you sure it doesn't just make you feel beautiful?
So what if it does? What is so horrible about that?
About feeling strong and graceful and beautiful for once in my life.
Why are you jealous of her?
Well, I guess no matter how old we get, the rest of us will still always hate the prom queen.
No, it'll always be the Casey and Mom show.
Do I?
But if you could just come to the rink and see me.
Don't ask me. I can't.
Come with me right now, Mom. Just come watch me skate and then tell me that I should stop.
You know what? I have a class, all right?
Welcome to ESPN's coverage of the Eastern Sectional Junior Lady Short Program. I've got to say, Michelle, from the looks of the practice sessions I've seen, these ladies are definitely fired up.
That's right, Brian. Every skater has worked unbelievably hard to get here, and every one of them is ready to compete.
Math geek.
Really? I could pass math, maybe I could get into college.
Do you tutor?
Do you know any cute guys?
In the Lady Short program is Zoe Blanc.
This girl skates all out all the time, and this crowd is just rocking out.
Tiffany is probably the most graceful, artistic skater in this entire competition, and she's definitely on today.
You know, I thought that Chantal was showing signs of nerves earlier today.
Not anymore. She's in total command out there.
Her fans call her the Jumping Shrimp. But remember that name, because this little dynamo has been landing massive jumps lately. The word newcomer doesn't even begin to cover Casey Carlisle.
She's never performed in any skating competition until this season. Definitely one to keep your eye on.
After the short program, the standings are Zoe Blanc in first place, Nikki Fletcher in second, followed by Chantal DeGroat and Casey Carlisle.
4.8s to 4.9s, 1 5.0,
and 1 4.6.
Oh, come on, no good job or way to go. At least I landed the jumps.
You're in the game, that's all. Now, I'm not seeing much fluidity coming out of your jumps, and I think that hurt you artistically. Remember,
your next movement should always feel like a part of your previous one.
Rub your feet for at least 5 minutes and drink lots of water.
You pulled it out, girl! Only the short. It's only the short. I lied.
You mess up the short, you can never win.
Hey, did you work things out with your mom?
We've hardly spoken in 2 months. I think I broke her heart.
If we want to, we can trace that plot line from Euripides through Shakespeare, crossing the pond to Mark Twain, finding contemporary echoes in John Cheever or Janet Jackson.
Don't you mean Shirley Jackson?
Oh, you've been doing your reading. All right, next week, I want an essay on your candidate for the less is more feminist writer of the 20th century.
From New York City, New York, Miss Emma Flanders.
Okay, this is it. You can lose the long program just sitting here if you don't prepare properly. Put these in.
Why?
Believe me, you don't want to know. If they fall, you'll get cocky. If they bring the crowd to its feet, you'll feel pressure. No one else exists. Go into the bubble.
Forget it. I just need to hear her voice.
Hi, you've reached the Carlisles. We're not here right now, but if you leave your number...
It's not about her. This is about you.
One more thing.
What?
Skate with your heart.
Here's her opening jump, a triple sow cow.
It's good for the nerves.
Suddenly I
triple loop. Perfect landing. What? She just threw in that triple Lutz.
Ruin's right. That was complete improvisation.
She deviated.
And I'll bust her for it. Tomorrow.
You said you could let go.
I don't think I've seen anyone come back this far from mid-program disaster since Midori Itō in the 92 Olympics.
That has to be the rally of the year.
Casey Carlisle waiting for marks. Nikki and Zoe first and second in the ordinals. DeGroat in third.
Will that fall cost her? Or will that incredible rally, not to mention the added technical difficulty, push her past the others?
And they're high, 5 ones and 2s.
They're almost dead even with Nikki Fletcher's.
That's my daughter. That's my daughter.
And here's her artistic set of marks. Those are almost dead even with Nikki's as well. Did she do it? No, it's not enough. She'll have to settle for the silver.
This does take her to nationals. And who knows, maybe the 2006 Olympics? With this skater, anything is possible.
Thank you. Case?
Mom?
If I'd known, if I'd just taken 10 minutes and gone to the rink with you, I never would have.
Mom.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. How can I not see?
You see me better than anybody.
Congratulations. And you can drive the Zamboni anytime you want.
I was this close. This close to losing. Where did all of those triples come from?
Sweetheart, you need...
Don't you know what's gonna happen after 6 months with Tina?
What?
She's gonna whip my butt! Someone is gonna pay big time.
Nikki. We have a word?
Hello, Peter.
Just wanted to say congrats, and we'll be looking forward to seeing the jumping shrimp at the Nationals.
That is so sweet. I just went out there today and skated my best. And today, I guess my best was good enough.
You know I can't afford this. We'll need to find a sponsor.
I'm on it. Burger Blast is interested.
Burger Blast? Oh no, I am sorry. I'm sorry, no.
Why not?
Well, if she can't eat it, she can't endorse it. We'll need to find something healthier. How about, you know, grape nuts?
Grape nuts? What about cod liver oil?
Guys.
You know what? I am her mother. When I say go, she is my daughter.
She is my skater.
Well, daughter trumps skater. Ask anyone.
Well, ask any professional athlete. Coach trumps mother every time.
Guys. And that boy will need to nip that in the bud. I can't go through all this and a boy, too.
Yeah, that is a huge distraction. It's unacceptable.
I don't believe this.
You are going to be busy training. And 4 college courses.
4 courses? Are you out of your mind with everything else that she's taking on?
All right, 2. 2. But then 4 in the fall.
Only if she wins sectionals.
Oh, she will.
Release your inhibitions. Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Only you can let it in. No one else, no one else can speak the words on your lips. Dress yourself in words unspoken. Live your life with arms wide open. Today is where your book begins. The rest is still unwritten. Change my